about the land defenders of Wet'suwet'en territory resisting the construction of the coastal gas link pipeline. That's going to be held over at Douglas College from 2 o'clock to 4:30 on June 21st. Do go check that out if you not only want to celebrate Indigenous filmmakers and land defenders, but also want to inform yourself about what's been happening in a very prominent land defense case in what we call today British Columbia. Again, go check that out over at Douglas College from 2 to 4:30. A free screening of Yinta on June 21st. I got some of this information over from Miss 604, and they've got a very long list of other events that are happening for Indigenous Peoples Day that you can check out, and some resources over there to help you kind of like inform yourself and educate yourself about what's going on over there as well. If you are a performer or an exhibitor or a business owner who is going to be selling your wares or performing or showcasing your art and stuff on Indigenous Peoples Day, on any one of the events that I had mentioned before, and also beyond, I wish you very good luck, many successful sales to you, lots of community and laughter and good times to you on that special day, and yeah, happy NIPD. We're going to move on now with some more music here on This Music Monday in anticipatory celebration of National Indigenous Peoples Day. Here's a classic. This is actually the first time I've, well, this week was kind of the first time I've ever heard the song before. And then I've decided to start doing a little bit more digging on the original band and also the members who sang this song way back when, but it's called Tepashumun, which means the devil's song, and it was originally performed and written by Kashtin, who are like this folk rock duo. I believe both of the members are Innu, and this is Claude McKenzie's remake. Claude McKenzie is one of the members of Kashtin. And when I first heard it, first of all, I hadn't known that it was kind of like a classic, like, folk rock song, like a classic, like, Indigenous folk rock song. So I was like, oh yeah, this is really cool anyways, not knowing anything. And then what occurred to me was, this sounds like the music that my mother likes to listen to, which I typically would describe as like music in which men are passionately strumming their guitars and very, even more passionately singing about something. It could be about anything, but there's just like this particular style of music that my mom really enjoys that I kind of grew up listening to. So I was really into this track, and I look forward to listening to more of Claude McKenzie's discography and also Kashtin's discography as well. Anyways, here's The Devil's Song, Tepashumun, by Claude McKenzie. I hope you enjoy. Here on Typically Tuesdays on 90.1 FM, CJSF.
This is Bird Note. National symbol though it may be, this juvenile bald eagle, not long out of the nest, is anything but graceful at the moment. While still in the nest high in a tree, juvenile eagles practice fanning their wings and jumping in the air to test how flying feels. They may even flap out onto nearby branches. When they're finally ready, the young eagles attempt their first test flight. Sometimes on these initial jaunts, the birds are likely to lose altitude and land on the ground. They'll rest there for a while and perhaps get fed by the parents before they manage to lift off into the air and return to the safety of a tall tree. A juvenile bald eagle is the same size as an adult, but differs in coloring. You may have seen one of these birds without realizing it was a young eagle. The juvenile is a mottled chocolate brown. The young bird keeps this plumage for 3 or 4 years before maturing into the distinctive dark adult with the contrasting white head and tail. You can see a photograph of a juvenile bald eagle when you come to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mary McCann.
Thank you.
welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. You just heard I Wish I Was a Farmer by Mimi Opensawin. Before that, you heard Fly Away by Reuben and the Bullhorn Singers. I actually heard Reuben and the Bullhorn Singers last week when I was tuning into my friend Sasha's show. She runs her show every Tuesday from 3 to 4, actually. And I really like the song that she played on her program, on her open mic. And I was like, I'll check out this band. And as it turned out, I quite liked their stuff. So there you go. Also, that's a shout out to Sasha, obviously. Listen to her show. It's very fun. But also, that's like kind of the magic of community radio, right? Like the magic of a music show on community radio is like you're going to hear stuff that you're never going to hear on your algorithm, because everybody who's programming their show, they're making interesting, different shows with music you might have never heard before if you never leave social media. So that's kind of the beauty of community radio. I would also say as well, hopefully maybe you were able to hear some music from artists, indigenous artists who you've never heard before, or maybe you were reminded of a really cool track that you loved in the past. Here on today's Music Monday episode of Typically Tuesdays, in celebration of an anticipatory in National Indigenous Peoples Day, we're going to listen to some more. Here's the newest by Pilk Silk off of their most recent album, literally released a few weeks ago, called Legends. This album is all about folklore and, yeah, like the characters of Inuit legends. And one of them in this one is about Mahaha, the tickling demon. Here's Mahaha, Tickling Demon by Pilk Silk.
Thank you.
Track here by Tsumka on 90.1 FM CJSF. Typically Tuesdays. Hope you enjoyed that one as we wrap up our Music Monday playlist in anticipatory celebration of Indigenous Peoples Day. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day again if you are Indigenous, and if you are not Indigenous, you know, I hope you do consider going out to any one of the events that I mentioned earlier today, or observe and celebrate it alongside your Indigenous neighbors, friends, and colleagues in other ways. I'm going to wrap up the show today with one final track, and to be honest, this one is a little bit of an oldie. I think most of the music that I shared today, I haven't shared on the show before, but I wanted to do this one because, in truth, I've been recovering from dental surgery, and I also need some, like, comfort music in my life right now. And what better way to end off today's episode with one of my very favorites. This is Elisa P's cover of Wish You Were Here featuring the Westerlies. It is one of my favorite tracks that was released in 2023, and it remains, in my opinion, one of the best songs from one of the best albums I've ever heard. So I hope you enjoy it as well. I've been Leslie here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll talk to you very soon. Do you hear my?
is CJSF9.